Welcome to Save Your Sanity, help for handling hijackles, those difficult, toxic, and often disturbing people in your life. I'm Dr. Roberta Shaler, the Relationship Help Doctor, and I'm here for you. You'll get the insights, skills, strategies, and support to stop tolerating verbal and emotional abuse, whether it's happening now or it happened to you in the past, maybe by a parent, partner, ex, relative, or even a coworker. Time to take life back, to recover and to rediscover you, your values, dreams, desires, and realize them in healthy ways in healthy relationships. I'm so glad you're here. Hello and welcome to Save Your Sanity. Have you ever wondered why it is that you don't feel satisfied in the relationship of your choice? And you think you did absolutely everything you could to make it good, and you really try very, very hard, and nothing that you try seems to work? So frustrating. It seems like you could stand on your head and spit wooden nickels for a year and nothing would improve. And then out of the blue, all of a sudden, the person that you're with starts love bombing you. They want you to feel really, really good, and you get hooked on the hope that the person that you thought they were really is there. They're not, but you thought they were, and you are all excited again, and then you find out that they wanted something, or they wanted you to change your mind about something, or they wanted you to do something, or they wanted to be forgiven for something. And so after that little love bombing, it goes right back to feeling awful and being put down, torn down, and worn down. That's the beginning of being able to recognize that you are in what I call the hijackal trap. So today I want to talk about what is the hijackal trap and are you caught in it? Because it's a very good question. The hijackal trap is very broad, far-reaching, and mostly underground, mostly subterranean. So if anything that I say today is sounding familiar to you and you want to clarify it, just go to hijackals.com and download my free ebook, How to Spot a Hijackal. If you already figure out you have a hijackal in your life that's causing you difficulties, then you want to know how to get out, go to Amazon and buy my book, Escaping the Hijackal Trap. So there's hope and there's help for you if what I have to say today causes you to say, that's it. That's what's going on for me. So as I said, the hijackal trap is very broad. It reaches in all the corners of your life. And also is deeply underground. And you get glimpses of it in confusing early moments in the relationship. You, if you're like most people, blissfully and hormonally and in lust, ignore those glimpses. Because they don't seem to fit the pattern you're creating in your mind. That pattern that your partner is wonderful and engaging and amazing and mysterious and delicious and just right for you. Right? That's the pattern. And you're looking for just that. So that's the pattern you see. And when these little, what I call trap tentacles, reach out and show themselves, you opt for your pattern of choice. And you say to yourself, he or she is perfect for me. You have to be very, very clear that you're making that choice, but you may be making it in a hormone haze, but you're making that choice. And the presence of the hijackal trap is elusive. Now you see it, now you don't. And because you don't want to see it, when it does show up, if you're like most people, you'll make excuses or justifications or rationalizations for it. Have you ever caught yourself when things are not going quite so well saying, he or she is just going through a bad patch? Or he or she didn't really mean it. Or maybe she or he is having trouble at work right now and everything will settle down. Or he or she is, usually so giving, so something else must be upsetting him or her. Yeah, that's not so much the truth for hijackals, is it? Or maybe you really generalize and you say, oh, well, he or she had a bad childhood. Or you just let it all go under the radar and you say, everybody has a bad day sometimes. Are these the ways you're rationalizing and justifying the behaviors? You know, really think about it. Is that really what you do? Because you maybe don't like conflict. You may not want to see it for what it is. You may not want to say anything because you think the good times will go with the bad times. But if you're thinking that, ask yourself, what actually at this moment is the ratio of good times to bad times with this person? When I'm working with couples, and I do that a lot worldwide with couples all over because I work through video conferencing, really, the thing is that most people don't have these difficulties in a normal wear and tear and give and take of a normal relationship. They don't. Things will show up. Things may last a little bit, but they'll get resolved. People will apologize. People will take responsibility. People will be accountable. But that doesn't happen with a hijackal. So if you're making all these excuses, or if you like them, rationalizations or justifications, you think they make sense. And you tell yourself that it is best to give people the benefit of the doubt. Do you do that? And maybe you like being with this person, and maybe, just maybe, you really, really want them to like you, so you make excuses for their behavior. And that other person gets a little more of what they want, and you get a little less, and you're somehow uneasy about it, but then not uneasy enough to start connecting the dots and see the patterns and see they're not good. Is that familiar at all to you? Is it possible that you did that in a hijackal relationship, or is it possible you're doing it now? Or do you have a hijackal relationship with a parent and they're behaving this way? Or maybe it's someone at work or a sibling or a friend. But very important to see this. Now, some of the things I'm talking about today are definitely in my book, Escaping the Hijackal Trap. And if these are sounding familiar, the best thing to do after reading my books, or listening to the podcast, or being on my YouTube channel to have a little watch, is to get help so that you don't go any further without examining what's really going on. Because if these things are already happening and you're making excuses, the hijackal trap is set. And you're already finding ways to explain it away, justify it, rationalize it. You don't want to believe it. And then the hijackal trap lies in wait and sneaks up, usually very slowly, from all sides closing in, but not all sides at the same time. That's the sneaky bit. Most often the illusion is that you always have an opening, a way out. You really have power over this. You really could change it. In fact, you may be like somebody who says, oh, I could quit drinking at any time, or I could go without smoking at any time. Then you ask them to do it. No, not so much. Not just now. I'm having a bad day. I'm having a bad patch. I'm having trouble at work. Oh, yeah, the kinds of things that you make excuses for about the hijackal behavior. Because you want to find ways to explain it away so you don't have to deal with it, because you want to believe it's true, that this person is that wonderful person that you were sure they were in the beginning before these little issues started raising their ugly heads. So the hijackal trap is just there, is sneaky. And you want to believe that you have a way out, and you don't want a way out because you want to believe you're an adult and you're making good choices, and you don't recognize that you're being torn down bit by bit. 1 degree change here, 2 degrees change there. You know, keep going that way and you're going to be 180 degrees in the opposite direction. It's hard to believe that you'd find yourself in a trap. You might say to yourself, of course I'm not in the trap. I love him or her. It's not really giving in. You know, there has to be a lot of compromising in any good relationship, and that's just what I'm doing. Does that sound familiar? Or do you have a friend who's in a relationship with a hijackal and they tell you about it and you are the wise one and says, stop making excuses for him or her, and they say, oh, no, it's not excuses. You know, there's a lot of give and take in a healthy, good relationship, and that's just what I'm doing. You see how the trap works? And you seriously believe it? So does your friend, because you and he or she really want to believe it. And then something happens that falls outside of what you think is reasonable. Something that catches you off guard and ill-prepared. And you're accused maybe of not being thoughtful or reasonable or caring. You don't love me. You don't really love me. You really don't care for me. Or maybe you're accused of asking too much. Or your story is not the one that they like, so they change it and then they tell you you made the story up. Or they're a little paranoid and they tell you that you're out to get them. Or you're just out to score points. You always have to watch for projection with hijackals. You know, there are other podcast episodes about projection. You really need to understand that thing. But there you are. There's something happens and it's, no, this is not okay with me on any level. Then what do you do? Maybe then the penny drops and you recognize I'm being set up here. And it's happened before. And you begin to see the pattern. Now, more likely than not, the first time this happens, you just feel really bad. And so you catch yourself saying, what am I thinking? My partner isn't like that. He or she didn't mean it. Oh, I know what'll fix it. I'll just try harder. I'll be less demanding. I'll be more patient. I'll be quieter. I will try to be more supportive. There must be something I'm doing that's pushing that button. And you try to take the burden on again. Now it's going to be your fault that the relationship is going this way. And the hijackal is going to tell you it's your fault. Ooh, you're on a slippery slope with a really, really steep grade downward. You really have to watch for that. This is the hijackal trap. So either eventually you wear down, you turn off, or fade away. It's too much. Because you've been caught in the hijackal trap. Did you hear those three things I said? Eventually, you will wear down. Just be a doormat. You will turn off. So you will just go cold and have no emotions and damage yourself. Or it will fade away and so will you, and you will make a plan to leave. It's covert. So it often takes quite a while to recognize it. And it's often so well camouflaged that you're quite unaware it's lurking around you, just waiting for a moment to close in again. Now, when you're first dating, you could find that these little quote-unquote misunderstandings, you might find them a little bit endearing, maybe even intriguing. You just kind of say to yourself, oh, well, we're learning about each other. And I don't want to jump to any conclusions. So, being a good person, wanting to compromise, wanting to be an equal team member, a good partner, you give the benefit of the doubt. So it can look cute and quirky until you realize it's really murky. It's beginning to envelop you like a toxic mist in a swamp envelops you. The hijackal trap trips you up, but often for quite some time, you somehow convince yourself that it was your own doing that caused the problem. Again, you might say to yourself, if only I'd been more thoughtful, aware, considerate, unselfish, compassionate, nurturing, whatever. And that's just what the hijacker wants to happen. That hijacker wants you to understand that none of this would be happening if you weren't so blank, 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 and or unreasonable. Whoa. All of this is happening to you and you're not feeling good and all of a sudden you're being blamed for it? Now, if you don't know all the hallmarks of hijackles, I highly recommend that you go to my website, which has a lovely new name, transformingrelationship.com. Go to transformingrelationship.com and click on the store button, and you can get the Seeing the Cycles program there. And the Seeing the Cycles program is a video program. It has worksheets. It has articles. It has transcripts of every video. So you can really do some learning, some deep learning, take some time to consider, go through the worksheets, and learn about the hallmarks of hijackles. Because when you know the hallmarks, you'll begin to spot them. And when you can spot them, you can say, I know what that is. Now, you don't say to the hijackle because you don't poke hijackles. But you begin to say to yourself, oh, there it goes again. That's the sound of the hijackle trap closing, and I'm not having any of that. Because a hijackle sets a trap that lures you into a place where you are second-guessing yourself and questioning your sanity. And you don't want to go there. And if you already are there, you want to change that. You know, one of the phrases that I came up with when I was writing the hijackle books is that loving a hijackle is loving someone who shoves you away yet demands that you stay. Loving someone who shoves you away yet demands that you stay. And that in itself is both a bind and the trap. And eventually, you wake up to the idea, I hope you do, you wake up to the idea that maybe it's not you who's creating the problem. Maybe all that is going wrong is not your fault. And I'm going to tell you, it most likely isn't. But you wake up to the fact at the time that you can, no blame, no shame, you just wake up and go, do you know what? No. I had no part in this, but I'm being blamed for it. And at that moment, when you wake up, you will see that you have been an unwitting prey for a well-set hijackle trap. And this gives you the moment of clarity that will start you on a new and empowering pattern. And that's the exact moment we need to work together. If you're ready to do that, go to beaclient.com. Beaclient.com. Simple as that. And you can make an appointment with me. And I'm just going to clarify that because that's a new domain too. And I want to make sure that you get that right. And I may be quite wrong. So let me just check that. But for sure, yes, you can go to beaclient.com. So go there if you need my help and get it earlier than later. Please do that. So beware. Don't beat yourself up. If you've never been aware of the hijackle trap, you couldn't have known what one looked like, felt like, or sounded like. And now that I've painted a picture for you, you are beginning to see it. And hearing this may be the first step in your awareness of just how big and strong and all around that trap is and how it's baited and how you're being baited and how you're being rebaited, not in a good way, and why it's so easy to fall in and so hard to get out. You know, in my optimized circles, my support groups that are completely off social media, so you're safe. People talk about how difficult it was to get out and stay out or keep them out. You know, recently I did a podcast on why you don't want to take them back and how not to. And you might want to look for that one, because these are very important things to be proactive about. If you're going to leave, you need to learn a lot about how to leave and to stay left. So there are podcast episodes and videos for you. You know, my YouTube channel is youtube.com/4relationship help. Lots of things there for you. So if this is new information and the penny's just dropping for you, congratulations, it's the beginning of something. If you know that you're not making the progress that you wish and you already knew about this, maybe this will spur you on to move in a little better direction a little more quickly and get some help. So another reason not to beat yourself up, you might have been raised by a hijackal. And damaging, undermining, insidious as that is, you probably didn't recognize it, but you surely may have hated it. I know I did. I was raised by two hijackals. And when you got together with your current favorite hijackal, somehow it all seemed remarkably comfortably uncomfortable. And that's because it felt familiar. So I really invite you to think about that. Was there any chance that there was a major parental figure in your life that had these same qualities and you didn't like it then, and now you've attracted another one and they've come for you, and now you see the similarities between those two situations? It happens a lot. So it's very important that you see that this trap is being set and it's closing in on you. And if it has closed, I want to give you the tools to open it. But today I just wanted you to recognize the trap so that you would not wittingly walk into it, stay in it, and you would make good decisions about it. Because your early life may have set you up to ignore the markings and footprints of lurking hijackals. Mine certainly did. I had two hijackal parents, and of course I went out and married one. You know, this is why I do this work. I know how I was set up in my childhood to find all this acceptable. And I know how much work it took and how hard it was to find help. And I dedicated myself to creating that help for you, because I don't want you to go through what I had to go through. I want to help you through it. So if your early life may have set you up, or you're just a good person, an empathic person who thought that you could nurture and nourish somebody through the bad spots, and you're finding now there's way too many bad spots, you just need some help and support to get through this. And as I told you, there's lots for you at transformingrelationship.com or at the YouTube channel for Relationship Help. Read my books. Stay tuned to this podcast. Listen to my other podcast, Emotional Savvy, the Relationship Help Show. You can find it wherever you like to get podcasts. So the single aim of setting the hijackal trap can be summed up in one word. Gotcha. In my book, Escaping the Hijackal Trap, there is a whole chapter called The Gotcha Factor. And you might want to read that. My books are all available at Amazon. And just put in your search bar, Amazon, and then in quotes my name, Roberta Shaler. Remember the H. And you'll see them there. Most of them are available for download. Some of them are available in print. So I hope this has helped you, because it's really important to see the trap. Yes, we need to be able to recognize the hijackal hallmarks. I told you about the Seeing the Cycles program. Yes, we need to be able to recognize them as they're happening, and that takes a lot of practice. Usually for a long time, we're looking at them in our rearview mirror, but I want to help you see them right through the windshield. And then you have to make decisions. You have to be beginning to make decisions. No, you don't have to go screaming and running out unless there's physical or sexual abuse. But, you know, you have to wake up and smell the herbal tea. And when you wake up and smell the herbal tea, you need to keep that tea brewing. so that you can find peace again, joy again, love again, and the ability to trust. I'm Dr. Roberta Shaler. I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad you've joined us again. If you've been here before, I'm delighted if you joined us for the first time. Remember, once again, you can always find me at transformingrelationship.com. And if you want my help, I have a $97 first full hour session for you, and it's available at beaclient.com. Talk soon. Happy listening. I'm so glad you spent this time with me today. I hope you heard something that touched your heart and empowered you to move forward. You can have the life and relationships that you most want, and that begins with you, within you, today. I'm always here for you. Life can get better, and you heard that from me, the Relationship Help Doctor. I'm Roberta Shaler, and I work with clients throughout the world through video conferencing. We can talk. So learn more at forrelationshiphelp.com, forrelationshiphelp.com, or visit me on YouTube at forrelationshiphelp. Join me for next week's show.